Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, director of the World Ocean Observatory. The World Ocean Observatory email box fills each day with conference announcements and invitations, events at which experts on all aspects of ocean science, policy, and exploitation gather to exhort, discuss, and sell their ideas, programs, and products. It is an astonishing phenomenon. I could attend such meetings every month in every place in the world. Work does get done therein. Policies are defined, tested in advance. Reports are written and objectives defined for the next meeting, often not met, which in itself is fertile ground for explanatory analytic papers and perhaps even its own conference someday. But there is an opposite to this approach. Small projects on the ground, or I should say in the water, where the policies and management concepts are applied locally and directly in the places and by the very people those ideas are intended to serve. A small charitable organization, the Lighthouse Foundation, based in Hamburg, Germany, is an exemplary supporter of such projects, responding to modest but utilitarian initiatives in coastal areas unseen from the lofty perspective of international councils. Here are some examples. In the Pacific Ocean, a program for the introduction of sustainable management concepts and simple infrastructure improvements for the artisanal fishermen in the forgotten coastal villages of Ecuador. Improvements as simple as new nets or a paved road. In the Atlantic Ocean, in Brazil, a study of the accumulation of global garbage on a local beach, discarded from identifiable vessels and driven ashore there by prevailing easterly winds and a powerful ocean current called the Tropical Gyre. A simple and accessible analysis that provides an accurate understanding of the origin and distribution of such waste, what it is, where it came from, and who put it there. In the Caribbean Sea, exhibits and other support for a small, pristine national park on Contoy Island in Yucatan, Mexico, a perfect habitat for myriad seabird species, an eco-tourism demonstration with access controlled by dayboat only for a limited number of visitors. In the Baltic Sea, in Germany, on Pilot Island at the mouth of the Scheele River, another mixed-use eco-project purchased and operated by the foundation itself as a living laboratory by which to innovate and test management and conservation strategies focused on island life. In the Indian Ocean, on Palk Bay in Tamil Nadu, a mangrove restoration initiative that cuts, grows, and transplants mangrove in the local estuaries where almost 50% of the natural growth has been lost to firewood, building supply, and tanning, thereby dangerously reducing the contribution of mangrove forests to coastal protection of storm surge and erosion and to habitat and spawning areas for fish that still provide most of the protein in the local diet. And finally, again in Germany, support for the creation of a network of ocean organizations, schools, environmental groups, and government agencies to promote an ocean passport that invites participants to visit these places as a coherent, self-affirming campaign to build in the next generation a consciousness of their essential roles as citizens of the ocean. Every ocean action counts, whether here or there, at whatever scale. But support at the local level, or of organizations that touch people where and how they live, will ultimately transcend in ways that matter and offer measurable progress towards sustainability of the world ocean. I invite you to support these organizations in your region as generously as you can. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory, online at www.thew2o.net. World Ocean Radio is produced by Amelia Poole in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.